morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, May 16th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is north at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The city of Pittsburgh is awarded vouchers to help with the homeless. Julio Flores has more.
The Pittsburgh Housing Authority was chosen to receive some additional funds to provide support for those facing homelessness. Megan Keener, the program housing manager for the city of Pittsburgh.
These vouchers will be very useful. It gives us, the Housing Authority, another tool in our toolbox to help with the unsheltered homelessness within our community.
Sound courtesy of KNSF. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Lou Flores.
Kansas State coach Chris Klieman signed a new 8-year contract that will have him leading the football program through the 2030 season. Klieman is entering his fifth year in Manhattan and will be paid an average base salary of $5.5 million through the life of the contract that totals $44 million. Klieman has a record of 30-20 in 4 years and guided the Wildcats to a Big 12 championship in 2022. The team lost in the Sugar Bowl. This is Kansas Information Network News.
John Deere compact utility tractors are great for landscaping, maintaining your property, and other outdoor projects. And with a pallet fork attachment, those tasks are easier and more efficient. Right now at Prairie Land Partners, receive a free pallet fork with the purchase of a new 1 through 5 series compact utility tractor. Lift and move bags of feed, seed, hay, large rocks, and more with the ease of a John Deere compact utility tractor. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com.
Prairie Land Partners.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarked.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Monday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 25, which is the omnibus bill that passed with bipartisan support. The budget increases funding for higher education, invests in local infrastructure, expands mental health resources for students, and provides a pay increase for the state workforce. The governor also line-item vetoed certain aspects of the bill. Governor Kelly said she was proud of this bipartisan, fiscally responsible budget that will bolster the state's workforce, improve roads, expand high-speed internet, and provide essential mental health resources for Kansas students. The budget Governor Kelly signed includes increased pay for state employees, promoting STEM workforce training opportunities, supports local infrastructure projects, expands mental health resources for students, and invests in services for elderly and disabled Kansans. AAA is expecting this Memorial Day weekend to be the third busiest on record. Nationwide, 42.3 million Americans are expected to hit the road, traveling more than 50 miles from home. And here in Kansas, around 385,000 are expected to travel over the holiday weekend. Kansans traveling by air this Memorial Day weekend are expected to be up 8.3% this year compared to 2022. However, nearly 341,000 people plan to drive to their destinations, which is up 5.7%, and around 12,000 plan to travel by cruise ship, train, or bus, according to AAA. AAA's data partner, INRIX, says travelers should expect to see double the normal traffic delays if they plan on traveling through major cities this Memorial Day weekend. The transportation analyst at INRIX said with lower fuel prices and more travelers on the road compared to last year, drivers should expect long delays this holiday weekend, especially in and around major metros, as commuters mix with Memorial Day travelers. He said knowing when and where congestion will build can help drivers avoid the stress of sitting in traffic, and they advise to avoid driving during peak hours or to use alternative routes. To learn more about road safety and traveling tips, you can visit AAA's website at AAA.com. Job seekers are encouraged to attend the upcoming State of Kansas Agency's virtual job fair from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, May 17th. And this virtual fair, which is hosted by Kansas Works, will focus on highlighting employment opportunities within many of the state's 98 government agencies. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said Kansas State Agency openings offers opportunities for a variety of skills and experience levels, and these good-paying jobs are have excellent benefits. Registration is required to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. The virtual job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. To register for the May 17th State of Kansas Agency's virtual job fair, you can visit kansasworks.com. Governor Kelly has proclaimed the month of May as Kansas Beef Month, saying that cross-country genetics is proof that right here in Kansas, we're advancing technology that results in higher quality and lower cost beef for people around the world. And as we celebrate Beef Month, she wants to thank all of the farmers and ranchers for their dedication that they show to the Kansas beef industry. She said they're driving Kansas agriculture into the future. Beef cattle contribute nearly $13 billion annually to the state's economy, and the beef industry is the largest agricultural sector in Kansas. Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said Kansas beef leads the nation and the world in raising high-quality beef cattle and continues to expand the industry with innovative beef genetic advancements. And he's proud of the tremendous impact that the beef industry has in local communities across the state. And he said they all appreciate the contribution that it makes to the state's economy every year. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge repair project on K-383 in Norton County. The bridge is located approximately 4 miles east of the Decatur County line. And during construction, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by temporary traffic signals. Delays not exceeding 5 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6205. In Nebraska news, authorities said a Grand Island woman has been referred for attempted first-degree murder after reportedly asking a medical center for help on hurting her child. The Grand Island Police Department said they responded to a welfare check for a juvenile Friday night around 8:22, and they said they spoke with the mother of the three-month-old who called a local medical center asking for help on how to hurt her baby. Authorities said the woman reported wanting to choke her baby, and officials reported seeing a red mark on the baby's neck. Grand Island Police Department said the woman told them that she was still having thoughts about hurting her baby, and the baby was placed into a 48-hour hold. Officials have referred the woman for criminal attempt of first-degree murder, and the Grand Island Police Department said an arrest warrant has been requested. A woman with charges with stealing from an ATM in Cambridge has been sentenced. According to Furnas County records, 37-year-old Shannon Proctor was sentenced to 300 days each on counts of attempted burglary, which was reduced from burglary, and possession of burglar's tools, and she was given credit for 100 days served. The sentences are concurrent, meaning they will be served at the same time. Proctor previously pled no contest to the charges, and in exchange for her plea, prosecutors dismissed additional charges of theft by receiving stolen property, obstructing a peace officer, and criminal mischief. According to an arrest affidavit, last November, a Furnas County Sheriff's deputy responded to an alarm at Waypoint Bank in Cambridge, and when they arrived, the deputy noticed Proctor had a male standing inside the bank. The pair, one of which was carrying a crowbar, were seen running away. According to the affidavit, the second individual was not apprehended, and court records do not list any charges against the man. The deputy said he went onto Paxton Street in Cambridge to cut off the individual, who was Proctor, and he eventually was able to apprehend and arrest her. As the deputy searched the area, he located a camouflage hoodie and gloves on the ground. In an interview with Proctor, she told the deputy that she went into Waypoint Bank to get money out of an ATM, but it was unplugged. The deputy later reviewed security footage, which allegedly showed a 2009 black Chevy Silverado that was later determined to be stolen, drop Proctor off at Wayside Bank. The footage reportedly showed Proctor walking to the side of the ATM, kneeling by it, and attempting to get inside the ATM with the crowbar before walking out of the bank roughly 20 minutes later. A bank employee later told deputies that there was damage to the ATM. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, May 8th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Two lease agreements were submitted to the commission for approval. The lease agreements were for parking of county equipment upon private lands for the term of 1 year. The agreements were submitted for Ed Braun and Clarence Wetter, and the commission signed and approved the agreements as submitted. An agreement was submitted to the Norton County by the Kansas Department of Transportation for the construction and detour on Highway No. 9. During the construction of the bridge on Highway 9, it will be necessary for the Kansas Department of Transportation to detour traffic to Road Y. The terms of the agreement were approved and signed by the commission. The commission was presented a policy change for Norton County employees with holiday pay. The revised policy will calculate employees' regular rate of pay for the actual number of hours the employee was scheduled to work and will require 10-hour workdays to revert to 8-hour workdays during a holiday pay week. The commission approved the change with a motion from Commissioner Matchett and seconded from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. Brian Kirk with the Norton County Hospital, the CEO, was present to deliver the audit. Brian stated that this has been delayed a couple of weeks and rescheduled for later in the month. Brian also spoke about a press release that was due to be released. Aaron Hale and David Donovan with Iron Insurance spoke with the commission about insurance and services they provide to local government. Aaron stated that they can provide various options for the county to consider and would appreciate if the county would invite them for quoting the coverage. Additional information and requirements will be delivered to the clerk's office. Adam Zur spoke with the commission about concerns he had on Road E7. Adam requested that the county view the road and remove some rocks that are in the drive surface. Kelvin Edgett was before the commission to speak about the property that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment ordered cleaned. The commission again informed Kelvin that his complaints would have to be addressed with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the April 28th minutes, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A letter was reviewed from the United States Department of Interior Bureau of Reclamation. The Bureau of Reclamation is in the process of compiling a comprehensive inventory of bridges and crossing that span on the BOR facilities or are located on BOR land. Two bridges have been identified in Norton County that are located on the Bureau of Reclamation land, and the U.S. Department of Interior is asking Norton County to take responsibility of maintenance and inspection of the bridges identified. No decision had been made at the time. A bid was submitted to the commission for purchase consideration of a 1,650-gallon water tank. The bid was submitted by Skiles of Atwood, Kansas, in the amount of $3,100, and the tank is to be used at the road department hauling water for road construction. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid from Skiles, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until May 15th. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Becker, 94, of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 18th at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, May 17th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, with family receiving friends from 5 to 7 p.m., and a rosary and vigil service will be held at 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Bernice and Henry Becker Scholarship Fund or the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church and sent in care a Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today is Cook's Choice. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. You're scheduled today for Norton Community Schools at 2:23 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Stucco Ice Cream Social. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today, we should expect some patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with the high near 75 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with the low around 49 and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 8 a.m., should be sunny with a high near 80. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 77. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 76. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 83, and on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 85. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is north at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.20. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 52 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped their fourth consecutive game as they fell 4-0 to the San Diego Padres on Monday night at Petco Park. Brad Keller got the start for the Royals and struggled yet again. Keller lasted just 3 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits for the Royals. He also walked a career-high 8 batters in the loss. It was the fewest innings thrown by a Royals pitcher who walked 8 batters or more in a game in franchise history. The Royals' offense was shut down by Padres pitching on the night as well. The Royals were hitless against Padres starter Michael Wacha until a Michael Massey single led off the 7th inning. Vinny Pasquantino had the only other hit, a double, for Kansas City on the night. The Royals will now look to snap their losing skid in Game 2 against the Padres this evening. The club will send Brady Singer to the mound as he looks to build off of his success in his prior start against the Chicago White Sox. The Padres will counter and send Seth Lugo to the mound for themselves. Kansas Information Network News Sports. I am Fulton Castor.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch, to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. A mid-level disturbance is making its way across eastern Kansas that was keeping some cloud cover in place. We're seeing some clearing in western and central Kansas where a ridge of high pressure is moving in. The weather is going to stay dry with a gradual warm-up today and tomorrow. By Wednesday night, thunderstorm chances return to western Kansas, and a system arrives out of Canada by Thursday and Thursday night with a cold front that will bring back the chance of showers and a few thunderstorms across much of the state. And again, we may have some heavier rainfall with this system, high pressure building in for the weekend as we stay dry. Today's high in the mid-70s in northwestern Kansas. Morning fog in north-central Kansas with a high 72. In northeastern Kansas, cloudy with a high in the upper 60s today. In southwestern Kansas, mostly sunny and not as cool. Our high near 80, our overnight low 52. Cloudy with a high in the low 70s in south-central Kansas and upper 60s expected in southeastern Kansas. Tonight's low 52. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, the rains have helped as far as support for the cattle market, so we did see higher trade. Hog market also higher overall, due in part because of potentially what we could see as far as exports are concerned, so good news there. It needed some strength. It needed any type of rally, as a matter of fact. Haven't seen any cash trade as of yet for the week. We have seen weakness as far as the grain trade is concerned. Wheat futures down about 5 cents, corn futures down 2 cents on the new crop, 4 cents on the old crop, soybean futures down 7 on the new crop, down 11 on the old crop. Wheat Quality Council Winter Wheat Tour begins today in Kansas. That will be closely watched as well. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster.